that a big part of our job as human beings, and I don't mean someone gave us this job, but what's evolved, you could say what's evolved to be our job, or what we're discovering to be our job, or what our higher, most enlightened impulses sort of show us to be, what we feel compelled, even let's just say, the more we awaken, what we find we feel more compelled to do is to try to elevate this world into a better, more glorious reflection of the sacred depth that we discover in our awakening. And then we start to, our sense of what's good becomes very strong. Our impulse to do good, to be good, and to bring good into the world becomes overwhelming. Our desire to make the world a beautiful place and to amplify beauty in the world, and beauty not just visual beauty, but all things wonderful and beautiful to like elevate the world, and becomes very intense. Our impulse toward truth, toward wanting truth to be named, to be seen, to be known, and truth in all forms, not just sort of higher truth about enlightenment and cosmic reality, but just the true. We want, like think about, when we see, any of us just caring human beings, when we like look at the media and we see a powerful figure just lying outright, and we know they're just lying, they're spreading an untruth that they even know isn't true, but they're spreading it to try to incite strong emotions in people and get them to do some dubious thing, not mentioning any names. But we see that going on. It feels bad, right? It feels like, they're assaulting the truth. And so I'm saying these are our highest human sensibilities, and they become amplified by our awakening to our higher potential. We want that potential to become known, not just by us, but by human rights. We want it to be expressed. And that means also we want less, deceit, falsehood, untruth. We want less violence, destructiveness, evil. So I'm saying in life, so here's where the two come together, because I don't want it to be like, well, there's the inner world of meditation, the outer world of action that have nothing to do with each other. What I'm going to say is that our ability to sit in meditation and let go of all judgment, to put a simple label on what we did today, to let go of all evaluation, all interpretation, all judgment, is a kind of cleansing. It's a kind of clearing out process that makes our ability to discern the good more accurate. It makes us more able to discern what's good. It makes us more able to discern what's true. Why? Because we're not imposing our assumptions, our fixed ideas, our beliefs on reality. We're here for reality as it is, unfiltered. We're going to be better able to discern truth, better able to discern that which is ultimately good. This might feel good right now. It might seem like I could help this person by doing this, but is it really in their ultimate best interest? Maybe not. What would really be good? So we're able to kind of start to see, have a better sense of what's really going to be good, what's really going to help this world, and so forth. So that's where I feel the two do come together, that this unhooking from the mind, discovering liberation from thought, the thought stream, and from the need to know, actually does enable us to know. It enables wisdom. It enables discernment. And it also frees us from our kind of conditioned fears and need and unconscious desires, so we can be better able to be a moral force in the world for higher living and possibility. So I feel they actually come together perfectly.